Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Garlic. Hope you're having a good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever you're going through in life today.
Hello.
Before we get started, Leche, take it away.
Amen.
That was really good. Thank you, Leche, for that. I really appreciate
it. Beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Thanks. So is Leche.
And his long.
Stop.
What, hero?
We left that last
week. Look, listen, until you show us right now your schlong, we're going to think and believe that it's a long one, all right? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was like, oh.
The room's too small.
Oh, dude, I like an earthquake in here. So speaking of schlongs, hero.
What
was it like working at Sonic?
Oh, yeah.
The conies.
Oh,
Sonic Glizzy's. Suck my ass.
Wait, why? What happened with...
Wait, introduce the topic.
Oh, okay, you're
Hero
right.
Was the Glizzy master at Sonic.
Wait.
Oh, that's where it came from.
Glizzy? I was kidding. The founder of Glizzy was Hero from Sonic?
He was eating too many of them.
And then...
It's like when they say carrots are turning orange. But
you can't say it, but it's that place called Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel?
Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel.
That's really good. Do it again.
Thanks.
Sounded just like Hitler.
One more time. Oh my God, are you a Nazi?
Hail Hydra.
Oh shit.
No, but anyway, so today we're going to be talking about a lot of drama that Hero has gone with his schlong.
I was kidding.
No, it's not about my schlong.
No, nobody heard
that. No, but like anyways.
Nobody heard that.
No, that's because nobody cared about you're just an intern, right?
So I was going to say, back up. I think I knew what happened to the Reds.
Anyway, so
I got muted real quick.
That's enough yapping. All right, so anyways, right. Hero, so today we're going to be talking about our worst experiences with work drama. And let me just tell you, out of all three of us, like, we have experienced so much, and we've all faced some heartbreak, some sadness, depression.
I'm ready to retire.
And some weight gain. Lifetime, and, you know, something about working from money to survive, it has to come with like consequences. But we're gonna
think it would be different working to survive than it would be working for money.
Surviving to work.
But no. Aren't we just trying to survive right now, technically?
No, like if we had like a big ass piece of land and we were just like farming chickens, like
why chickens? Care. Why not cows or
cattle?
I was getting there. I want cows or too. Like I pigs. Want some moos.
We'll just go to your mom's room. I'm just kidding.
You're don't you? I've seen one at your house.
What's this cow doing in here? He's going like, to be out with the rest of the time.
No, since that animal science class I took, I was like, I need a fucking cow. A pet cow. I'm older.
Well, a cow had you, so we're good to go. No, I was kidding. But anyway.
Looks like you're almost there.
You're your own pet cow. Pet,
I heard that you worked at Sonic before.
I worked at Sonic.
That wasn't his first job.
No.
Well, it was like his 10,000th job.
What was your first job?
For about two weeks.
Shout out.
You and Brenda, right?
We used to work there. We fucking dipped after our first
Brenda
day.
Brenda was...
Why?
Wait, what?
No, well, because we didn't know that we had to wait. Because we had to clean, right? And after we were done cleaning, they did like a little run through of to see, make sure everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then... our ride was there. My mom was there to pick us up. And they're like, okay, I'll be right back. We're going to do the run through when I come back, our supervisor. And we're like, mom's here. Let's fucking go. And we fucking
what
left.
What the fuck?
Yeah, we left. That was our first job.
But still, like.
I didn't know. We left. And we're like, we didn't want to make our mom wait. So we just dipped. And then the next day, they're like, why didn't y'all wait? And we're like, well, our ride was here. Duh. And then she's like, no, you got to wait. We got to do a run through as a team and this and that. And I'm like, oh, shit.
That's where you started rebelling.
I was like.
He's been rebelling.
16?
I forgot.
But how long were you there, though?
Like 2 weeks.
Oh, and that was it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's because band camp was about to start.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and like.
Why the fuck did he even hire you anyways?
I don't think I told them that I was about to start band camp.
That's where the lying began to.
I'm not a liar.
That's like another thing you don't know.
But yeah, I worked at Sonic.
How was it?
And it was.
Oh, wait. We should. It's for people who don't know. It's basically like.
Peter Piper Pizza.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese.
But not really centered for kids. It was kind of like anybody.
Young adults, maybe.
Young adults.
They have beer there too. So adults.
adults and young adults and preteens and children.
For Dario, obviously. Yeah.
Dario works there a little bit.
Yeah, Dario would love to work there, actually. Especially Chuck E. Cheese. But I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah.
Why do I always get...
My cousin worked at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, were you no longer the gay guy?
Yeah.
Danny? Huh?
And he had to dress in the... He was Chucky for a little bit every now and then. I guess they have to, like, trade off. They have... Somebody has to wear...
some cheese, kids?
But like he said his head almost fell off.
What kind of
like,
Chucky is that?
I don't know.
And so, like, we would have traumatized a lot of kids.
Never mind. Last night, bitch.
But...
So, Sonic, huh?
Yeah, Sonic. Anyways, I worked there for about... Probably like a, was it like a month, maybe?
Not even a month, Hero.
Like 3 weeks.
Not even 3 weeks.
Okay, probably like 2 weeks.
Okay, that's better.
I worked there, and then the fucking lady manager, she was a fucking bitch, bro. Like, she was always on my ass. Oh,
she told you to, like, show up on time and stuff?
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, work. Like, okay. Nah, like, she was just, like, very...
Stop pooping.
Sarcastic. Sarcastic about things. And, like, one time she told me to make a chili dog. So I made a chili dog, and you're supposed to put a fork in them so they can, like, you know, eat the chili off their little bowl, whatever. And then I didn't put a fork in there, and I put it on the thing to be bagged. And she goes, like, do you see a fork in there? And I was like, oh, no, my bad. She's like, I don't either. She, like, cut me off. Like, I don't see a fork in there either. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck are you talking to like that?
But don't
that
you though? Know what I'm packing?
Shut up.
Huh? You said that, though?
You said that?
Yeah. I did.
Wait, you said that like that? Like you didn't? You didn't stay quiet? Nothing?
No, I said it. Oh. No. And then one time I needed to go to work and Oscar and Dario needed my truck. So I was like, can you just drop me off at work because I got to go to work. And on the way there, I was like complaining and bitching and Oscar and Dario were like, fuck it, you won't quit. And that's all it took. They weren't even trying to convince me.
We're going to Walmart.
They were just joking. Yeah, they're going to Walmart. And they're like, can we borrow your truck? And I was like, yeah, no problem. Just drop me off at work. And I was like, I was bitching the whole time, the whole way there. And they just said, you won't quit, no balls, or some shit like that. And I did it. I was like, okay, I'll quit. Because I already had a job interview lined up. Not even the job, just a job interview. And yeah, they were just laughing because I quit like right there and then. Like, I just wanted them to say anything, and like they convinced me.
I think the thing about Sonic and Kingsville is when this happened. That Sonic had like a bad rep. Like, it was the worst place to work at in Kingsville.
Yeah, so, that manager was a bitch. Like, I get that it was like a fast pace.
What's her name?
I don't remember.
I'm shout her out. What's her address?
I probably have her number still.
Oh my god, call her.
Saved.
Yeah, put her on the show.
Let's get her her side of the story.
Like, I know, right?
She was like, he was a little bitch and didn't fucking do anything.
Yeah, yeah. He was biting the hot dogs before putting them on.
He put a fuck up his ass.
That wasn't chili.
Oh, ew.
Oh. No, yeah. She was just bad to work with. Like, I had other jobs and they weren't that bad as her.
And this was like your first fast food, technically? I know I want to count it, but like your first, like
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then I decided that I sucked at fast food jobs. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how good I would have been, but I just didn't like the way she was talking to me.
Right.
I didn't like it at all. I was like, you don't got to talk to me like that. Like, for real. Like, I'm new. Like, she wasn't talking to me bad because I was new. It was just like her tone, her attitude towards like any little thing.
Right.
It's like, I don't think you should be talking to people like that. Period. Like, I mean, you can be like strict and firm, but like she had like a rawr bitch attitude.
And get it, girl.
Get it, girl. Like,
slay.
And then put that chili on that Winnie.
Huh? Oh my god. And then your other job, I know you worked in grocery stores too, right? Were there anything bad about like drama there or?
Well, the good thing about working at grocery stores, I was a stalker, so I was always in the back
looking for ladies.
Yeah, I was like,
hey, no, that's Dario. You calm down now.
You need help finding melons? I'll see two buns behind you, baby. This is one time I had my buggy full of
food. Oh my god, I thought you were gonna say something else.
My buggy, yeah. Like where I put all the stuff so I can like stock up.
Oh, your slung.
No. And then
they would have set a shelf.
I was kind of in someone's way and I like scoot the buggy over to the like all the way one side of the aisle so they can pass by. And she made a face and I like moved all sarcastically like, there, go. That's what I said.
Damn.
Yeah, like I was like, and she was like, you're rude and this and that. Like, and then I just left. Like I didn't say anything. I just left to another aisle. I was like, I'll come back and when and she's gone. And I was like, I don't have to deal with people. And that's it. Like the grocery store is always in the back. If people needed help, like with a lot of waters,
I wouldn't want to shop there after that.
Good. I don't need no bitchy ass customers like that, anyways.
No, I don't even go to that one.
When anyways. I was a bagger, it wasn't that bad either, because all the bad stuff would get it the cashiers, not the baggers.
Uh-huh.
I would just bag their stuff, and if they needed help with the car, that's taking them to the car. And then like in 2-3 weeks, they moved me to a stalker.
That was the upgrade?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got a raise.
Hmm. Are we trying to kidnap you?
No.
Sorry.
When
you were helping them to their car, I was just like, hey, I got Kenny in here.
Bro, I would have fallen for that. Tamarindo, fucking chamoy, bro.
Oh, yeah, they had a fucking bottle of chamoy.
Hell yeah, I would have jumped in there. Yeah.
Well, you can't joke or you need to fuck it up.
Not then.
Well, that was a prequel to your
head. Yeah, it was a whippersnapper at that time.
Whippersnapper. That's it. Yeah. All my other jobs, I never really worked with customers.
The beauty of it all, huh?
Well, I guess
it was. But even then, what about your coworkers?
Yeah, or most your managers.
My coworkers were good. My managers were solid, except that bitch from Sonic. The one where I worked with the rats.
What the fur?
She was cool.
What was her name? Jenny. It was Jenny? Yeah. I bet you liked her a lot.
Huh? Hmm? Yeah, she was cool. She was like...
He had a couple of reasons.
Yeah. A couple of reasons.
Yeah, just two one that stick out. Like, the rest...
Really stuck out. That really stuck with you.
Really stuck out.
But she was
two
cool.
Two characteristics.
She has some great qualities. She kind of was mean sometimes.
But then you look down and you forgive her.
Yeah.
So you're like...
I had to look up. She was taller than me.
Oh, no.
it was at eye level. Or they
no,
were at eye level.
It's sometimes I think her problem was that she would bring her home problems. Like if she was in a fight with her husband.
Her whole problems?
Home.
Oh.
Any fucking deaf ass bitch.
What?
Nah. No, like sometimes she would get like in an argument with her husband and she'd be like, Randy made me so mad. Like, okay, damn. Like,
dude, but I can fix that for you.
I got something you can test.
No, but she was cool. She was nice.
And it hurt every time she said my husband.
No, he had the same last name as me, which was kind of cool.
Oh, so it was like you were married.
How is that
her?
Cool?
Because my last name is Van Cumming.
I'm coming.
My last name was Mara and Cumming.
Okay, where did the Indian accent go?
My learning was very uncommon.
How do you do that? That's crazy. What? Like your accent. How many accents can you do?
Like
it resonates through his penis.
No, for the next 10 seconds, talking in an accent.
In an Indian accent?
Yeah, I go.
No, too British. British Indian.
Do British at the same time.
A British Indian?
Yeah.
I can't make it up.
Okay, doing it, Indian.
Hello, welcome to my corner store. Welcome. What do you want? Some milk?
Milk
is in the back. I will please.
Okay, now do British.
I can't do the British one.
You can't. You're the bloody courses.
The bloody bastards. I feel like I start British and I end Australian. It's just hard.
I know one that's hard right now. Isn't it?
Bit chilly outside, innit? I can't do the English one very
can you
well.
Do any accents?
No.
Besides stupid?
No, I'm not going to try.
Can you do the Mexican one? Huh? Hey, my son.
Oh, can you do the Luis accent? I was kidding.
Oh, Luis is easy, bro. He's a little Mexican, that's fine.
Have I do it?
I went to work at Former International, and there I got the green papers.
You went to Indian, what the heck?
To in the United States.
Have you seen the one? Sorry, it's so random. Where it's like a TikTok and then like someone's door and like why am I dressing like Pikachu and like open door like hey, yo, it's me, Pikachu, oh, yeah. Yellow Rapper Pokemon. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's me, yo.
Oh, like, wait, the Yoshi one, yeah, too.
It's oh, Yoshi, the green dinosaur.
From Mario.
From Mario.
The Italian accent.
But you, how do you feel like your coworkers? You were working in a lot of customer service places before Former. So how was that? You met Luis's girlfriend there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't she even like her, too, and wanted to ask her out? And nah, this drama.
Damn, man. Right?
Didn't you almost fuck?
Like, let me see your Tutti Frutti's.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
It's going to have to be on the fucking naughty episode list.
You put it on the scale. Let me see how much I have to pay for you.
That was expensive.
Oh, my God.
It was a lot of money.
I was just kidding. Yeah.
Hey, yo, man.
How much would you cost?
How much would you cost?
Anybody.
Oh, me. I'm 200.
Plus.
The dog meat.
Plus 20. 200, how many is that in ounces? Times 16, so 3,200 ounces.
Okay.
Times point, I think it was 65 cents an ounce, right?
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was 49.
Damn!
How much time?
$2,000.
No way, let me see.
2,080.
Hey, oh, that's pretty good.
All right, do you?
Someone got a payment.
My goodness.
If anybody wants to hang out with me, that's how much I'm going to charge them.
Damn!
Let me see, fat ass.
27.
Damn.
2,766.2. Damn.
What was it according to the work scale? The shipping scale?
What?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I heard was a little scale.
The shipping scale. What the fuck?
Look at my dog scale.
And you, Oscar?
I weigh 222.
Say what?
Damn, I guess... I can hear your cholesterol being. I was kidding.
I can hear your diabetes leaking.
2,300.
Hey, yo, let's go.
That's pretty damn, so nigga, expensive, bro.
We're worth more than. Oh, my
God. That was funny. I can see diabetes leaking out of you, dude. But, anyways, so you and Liz. I was kidding. Man,
so you and Liz, right?
So, my first job was just working with my dad at. Cabinet.
Sorry.
I don't know if I want to say it, but.
How was your cabinetry? Dad as a boss?
Cabinetry. Yeah.
Cabinetry.
He wasn't really my boss.
He was your dad.
Because it was. Oh, he was my paps.
My pappy. Yo,
my
paps.
Pappy.
But. What the fuck?
We're going off the rails, man. Go.
Because it's a crazy train.
Don't encourage it. That was on call for professionalism right here. Okay? I was kidding. It was a paps.
Yeah, working on paps.
Mm-hmm.
Making furniture and shit.
Mm-hmm. Wait, and shit?
Yeah, we had a bathroom there.
You could have been going to that job, Hero. With the little poopy ass.
Yeah, dale focus.
Okay, I'm sorry. Dale focus.
A la focus.
Go ahead.
Okay, so it's a small business.
Looking at, yeah.
Oh my God. Is that what you would do if you saw it?
Heroes? Saw what?
Yeah.
Stop. You need bigger hands. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, damn.
But he confessed. He confirmed.
I'm kidding.
Confirmed. Confirmed that Heroes is a big schlong after how many episodes? 19, 20?
Something like that.
19, 20.
2019?
9/11. Okay. I was stupid. Shit. All right, anyways.
Rip. Spanish flu.
We're way off. Go.
It was a small business, so it was just the boss, the owner.
What the fuck was that?
That's kind of a cough.
Oh, yeah, obviously. And then, did he?
And then it was my paps. It was another guy on the other side of the shop.
Why you say it like that? Another guy?
Another guy?
Another guy?
I don't know.
You're so concerned.
Hamburger. All
right.
You're done like hamburger too.
You want a hamburger?
Have y'all even explained where that's from?
The hamburger?
Yeah. To the audience. I mean,
we've never said it on the show.
Yes, you have.
We have.
For the German, the German. We da.
Oh my god, we're like so out topic. Fucking guinea pig ass bitch. Okay, all right. No more, no more hamburgers. All right.
So,
so your paps.
Yeah.
Pap smear. Sorry.
Oh my god. You should probably get one of those. On the, might have to check.
All right, continue. You may go.
Can never be too careful.
So your paps. And then from there you went Tutti Frutti.
Well, I was working summers there, so as soon as I graduated high school,
mm-hmm.
that summer I worked, saved the money to go to school. Thinking face. Trying to figure out what the words mean that I'm saying and how to spell them. Sorry. I don't know why we all look at your phone.
I hate this episode already.
No, you don't.
And, yeah, so there's like no managers or nothing. Like, there's other coworkers.
Oh, and then, right, with their paps.
Yeah. So when I was starting,
you had no coworkers with your dad.
Just the other guy. Yeah. Just kidding. His name was John. Just the other guy.
Long John Silver.
It was like a dude. I don't know why. That's a P.
Oh my god.
No.
Long John Silver.
Long John Silver. What the fuck? Oh shit.
Can we get it?
Tweety Fruity.
That's whenever I was starting school again, but over here. Turn the fucking notifications off.
It's got the games on. And then Tweety Fruity.
Yeah, so I was selling yogurt, pushing yogurt. It was like Breaking Bad, but with yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And. I was just an attendant there, basically.
Mm.
And I was the only guy, which just made it weird. That nobody had, why are you wiping your fucking ears?
It's fucking oily, man.
Well, clean them. The fuck?
Just wanna, go.
Okay. I can't. I keep looking at you. More peripherals.
You're seeing that salon point. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
So I was the only guy there besides the owner.
And your girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, she started a little bit later than me. But.
Oh.
So yeah, that's where I met J Money, and
oh, her, I met Liz. My bad, sorry.
Oh my god, I met Luis's girlfriend, and I got promoted to a team leader.
Wow!
And then I left.
Wow!
Because I wanted to work in a restaurant. Because one of my Simple Greek.
All right.
Oscar was there too for a little bit.
Yes, sir.
He worked summers, carving up euros and fucking bitches.
Out of breath. And I was going there. And Eric went to summer.
Oh my god.
Anyways, Simple Greek. I actually like Simple Greek besides the drama in there.
Yeah, because of fucking dumbass managers that were there.
Talk about it. Tell us how you feel about it.
I don't know. I think it was just eventually the owners get burned out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck is so funny.
I don't know either.
Just he's laughing at us because our regular size BPs.
What's wrong with you?
What, me? I'm just trying to calm down. But you're like,
he's laughing over there.
Like, just let me get my moment, bro.
How many moments do you need?
Well, y'all keep interrupting it. I'm going to get another moment.
Okay. You make it to your story, Tweety.
Nah, it's okay. Let's go with Let's Just Work Experience.
With what?
Let's Just Work Experience.
Oh, well, I don't know. But anyway,
how's the roach killing business?
Anyway, so we did work at Simple Creek together. A lot of the times it was just, I mean, the work itself wasn't that bad, but there were some moments where, like, the managers, they're like, bruh, like, they were, like, so out of sync. Like, you say one thing, and then I say another thing, and then we're never, like, eye to eye. What was her name? The Negrita. The, was it Jay?
Yeah.
Man, she was one of my favorites. She was funny.
Yeah, but she wouldn't.
No, it's okay. She was funny. That's why I liked it. She let me do whatever I want. I didn't mind Kelly, but she did have moments where she was like, kind of like, okay, like, know your place, sis.
I don't know. We should like talk, say people's names out loud. But
why are you scared?
A little bit.
Why are you scared, huh?
I don't know. Like lawsuits and stuff.
You're a lawsuit.
You can't get sued for talking shit about someone. Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Let's call my uncle as a lawyer.
Yeah, we should be fine.
I can number for real. There was like a lot of times where there was like a lot of miscommunication, and then people didn't want to do their jobs, and then people try to date each other in the workplace. You know how that goes. Yeah, we would have fucked in the freezer.
Hope we did not eat the tzatziki.
Yeah, but I mean, overall, like, it was fine. I didn't really mind it. But then, you know, I think after I went back to school, you quit, or what was it?
Yeah, so that's when me and J Money went on our vacation.
Honeymoon?
State park.
Mm-hmm.
State park tour. And I don't remember why, like, we decided we weren't going to come back.
But wasn't it because her uncle and her aunt like, owned the place?
Yeah, no. But I think she was, like, trying to go back to school, and that was, like, the reason. I think that was my excuse too. I don't remember what I was doing. I was like gonna start working more with my dad, side jobs.
The peps,
my peps again.
Okay, and then from there,
then I was like applying different places. Nobody even interviewed me.
Did you work at Hobby Lobby at one point?
Oh yeah, this was back in college though.
Oh,
that's cool.
It was alright. If I would say, like, the only thing is don't be a stalker there. Because it's not like the grocery store. It's like they make you do everything. Like, if I were just spending the night stocking shelves, that wouldn't be a big deal. But you're, like, unloading trucks. You're, like, sweeping the whole store, cleaning bathrooms.
Damn.
Yeah, it was just, like, all this shit. And I was only there because... Obviously, it was the holiday season, so they need more people. And eventually... Oh, so I just, like, worked from around Halloween-ish. It was before Thanksgiving, for sure. So I didn't go back home for Thanksgiving because I didn't have one in the car.
Mm.
And, like, New Year's. No, I think it was, like, almost February because we were getting Valentine's stuff. So I only worked for that time. And then all that shit happened with school. I tried to go back. They didn't, like, want me back, so I was like, all right. And that was it. But it was cool. It was pretty chill. If you can get a fucking... be a cashier there, because...
I heard it was only for women, beats, though.
Most of the time.
I'd rather have a woman in the front than a man. That's kind of sexist for a religious store. The owners are very religious. That's why they close on Sundays.
Probably.
Yeah. But it's like that's the one thing I hate about the workplace in general is like they like different even with me on like different restaurants and companies they want girls to be like the front.
Yeah.
Like either front desk or the cashiers or whatever.
The sex appeal.
I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't any guys that go out there and do it, but I mean like you're not stupid, you know, like a girl is gonna attract more people into a place than a guy is.
Be more welcoming.
Yeah, be more welcoming. Yeah. And so I mean that's why when I came to Hop, that's why when I came to being a cashier anywhere, I was like, I know, like, obviously, I'm not saying what it is, but, like, a man's job is in the back, a girl's job is in the front. That's how, like, growing up, like different places I would apply to was like that.
Doing the more labor intensive stuff.
Yeah, but get paid equally. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, that's why like when I used to apply a lot for, but it was harder for me to apply for jobs because like I actually went out of town to school. Obviously, I was 4 hours away. So, I mean, I couldn't really apply. But at Kingsville, I worked at two restaurants. I worked at 88 Fusion, and then I worked at Taco Bell.
Came first? Was it Simple Greek or?
It was 88. And then for the summer, I asked for the whole summer off, and I worked at Simple Greek for 2 months, and then I went back to 88. It was very, well, they had me as a cook. I didn't want to be a cook. I thought that was fucking stupid, but whatever.
I like that. I liked being a cook.
I didn't mind it if I wasn't in the back cooking, not like in front of everybody.
No, that was fun.
Yeah, because you had juicy ass people would look at. I didn't have anything. But yeah, like I was overall, besides the cooking, I had experience like working on the line in a sense of like serving people and whatnot. That was never an issue for me. I could easily like talk to customers and be like, oh, hey, bitch, what's up? And you know, it'd be fine.
Welcome back, bitch.
But yeah, I think for me, Simple Greek was just. I wasn't really happy there in terms of me being a cook. I don't want to be a cook, like I said. And I hate working nights. But when I went to Taco Bell, obviously that happened. But at 88, it was tough because of the language barrier from me and my manager. She was very sexist, though. She preferred women a lot over men. So I was surprised I even got a job there. And the only reason I know is because one of my coworkers, she would tell me, like, oh, like, you're lucky you got hired because she never hires guys. But the longer I was there, the more she hired guys. So she saw the
potential.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But
maybe coming, they are good workers.
Obviously, like, I got Edgar into there, and I got Josie into there, and I got, like, other people from school that were in there. Like, my friend Marco, he played trombone. But other than that, like, I mean, the coworkers were, take away the ones I mentioned, like, all of them were lazy. They didn't want to do work. So I was always the one that, like, picked up the slack. And what was it? There was times where I had to work drive-through and the front because people would call in. Calling in, like, for the most part, was very dumb. I mean, because I know I've called in a few times in my life, but they were, like, legit reasons.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, when you know your coworker, like, you know how they are, obviously they call in for stupid-ass reasons. And it's like, what's going on? Baby's dying. Okay, so what? How about the baby? I was kidding. But
they're going to pay for the funeral.
But my manager at 88, like, she was very, like, physical. In a sense of, like, she would literally, like, put her hands on you if you were, like, in her way or, like, she'll yell at you. She was very, like, very aggressive by things because she couldn't express her way anywhere. She wasn't able to train people or be that kind of manager because of the whole language barrier.
Yeah.
So that was, like, a huge thing. And then after a while, what made me quit 88, really 88, was I was working there for 2 years. And I got only one raise from $8 to $8.50. And then when this girl came in to work there, she worked there for 6 months only. She got a whole dollar raise. And then I asked for a raise, and then they're like, oh, well, we'll think about it. My next check came in, nothing. And then I asked, well, like, why is she getting a raise and I'm not? And she was like, because she can work anytime, any day, every day. And I was like, well, she's not in school. I am. So that's why I can't. Otherwise, I would work every day. You know, if I could, I would. And I'm like, oh, think about it. And then we never had it. And I didn't even quit. I think I just put in my vacation. Oh, because we didn't have vacation time or anything. Because the one thing she was good about, no matter what day it was, she'll give you the day off. Like, that was the thing. So I asked for my week off because it was for a break to come home.
Yeah.
And then I never went back to work. Like, she kept, because she would, like, call to be like, oh, you're good. And be like, oh, I'm not sure. And then finally, after a while, she got the hint that I just left. I didn't even, like, no 2 week notice or whatever, all that stuff. And then, so it was only like a month apart before I got into Taco Bell. And then I got literally an interview and I got hired.
It's like right across the street.
Yeah. But Taco Bell, like, oh my God, dude. Like, when I tell you that there was fucking drama, like, there was drama. There is, like, this guy who was a manager there and he didn't want to do anything. He was lazy. There was one guy that was like cuss people out. He had like anger issues. He'll blame everybody for his problems. He'll ask, and he's like older than me, I guess you can say. And he would like talk to younger girls about relationship advice, which is like, dude, you're older. You shouldn't ask someone that's barely 18 for like, love advice.
You need to look for a man that's like me. But not me.
Not me though.
And then my main manager, the GM, she was really cool. Like, she their understanding of like where we would come from. Like, was she perfect? I mean, no, no one's perfect. But like, there was times where like she, if you did your job and you were able, like you were doing your thing, then mm-hmm. she would work with you. But like our, one of our area leaders, man, she would be on my ass like all the time, like for no fucking reason, and it'll piss me off. But there was always like arguing. There's always us getting into fights, us blaming other managers for all this shit. And like the one thing that I didn't like was some of the managers and trainers, like they weren't patient with teaching someone how to do it. Like they would get frustrated and mad because the new person was slow. Yeah. And I was like, bitch, they're fucking new. Like, how are they going to fucking know what to do? And then I was just, there were times where I kept bringing it up.
Especially if it's like their first job ever.
Yeah, and fast food. Like
their first type of job.
And they're like, well, I could do it. Like, no shit, you can do it. You've been here for fucking years, grandpa. And this guy's new and getting all mad. And because of that, like, our new hires would get, like, discouraged and then they fucking quit. So they wonder why people don't fucking stay and work there. I've had, like, a lot of arguments with customers. Like, oh, dude, like, someone called me a fat fuck. Someone called me a stupid-ass bitch. Someone has called me a lot of, like, fat-ass names and, like, dumb bitch or, like, all that stuff. Yeah, because people are upset because they will claim, like, sometimes, like, yes, like, we would mess up orders. That's fine. But sometimes a lot of the time was they ordered wrong. And they'll blame us for them ordering the fucking thing wrong. Like, they said they wanted a number one time, and then they come back, and then they're like, oh, I don't want fucking sour cream and tomato. I'm like, well, bitch, number one supreme, nigga. Like, you didn't say they want a sour cream.
Yeah.
And then that's whenever you call me a dumb bitch. And I'm like, all right. We've had drug deals in our restroom. We have someone, like, take a shit in the front floor lobby.
It wasn't my restaurant, but somebody died in the bathroom at another Chipotle.
Really?
That was pretty crazy. It's in our area. I don't know if I can disclose.
Was it one of our high school friends' area store?
Possibly.
Oh, wow.
I think so, actually. I'm not too positive, but we heard about it. It came through like our channels and stuff. So, wow. Yes, homeless guy just fucking died in there.
So for a Halloween episode, we're going there, do a ritual and try to talk to him and be like, hey, what happened? But yeah, it was kind of stupid. Like I think the most problematic workplace I've been in involving like the manager. There were some people that were good. Mm-hmm. They did their shit. Some carried, right? They were good on their own. Like, we had those good people. I'm not saying that we didn't have any good people there, but it always takes one or two to like ruin the mood or like to get people upset on that stuff. So that was my work experience. But out of all my jobs that I've been at, I said maybe Simple Greek, right? But for the majority of the time, like, I've always had a female GM, a female manager. And now that we're all at Formers, this is my first time having a male, like, manager, like a male supervisor, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And it's very...
ever working with just men?
Yeah, it's very different. Like,
well,
no, you didn't only work with men.
No, with my dad, it was just the three of us. Four of us.
But yeah. I think working with a former is kind of awkward because, like, with me and, like, the female managers, I felt like we were able to connect more and get along more. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, but I know, like, with
Riz,
our current, like, manager, it's harder to, like, get to that level, especially if he's someone that's, like, not very, like, talkative.
Approachable.
And, like, or approachable.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of, like, now that we're at Formers, like, we have plenty of, like, shit going on that doesn't make sense. Doesn't seem right. That's crazy. I mean, you want to take it off with, kick it off with Formers? What are you?
Because you've been there the longest.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've never had problems. That's why.
Like, oh, no?
No.
Not like, in the bathroom.
No, nah, I poop a lot.
No plumbing issues or...
never.
The water bill going up. What?
When the water froze, we had to go poop at the corner store.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And I was like...
What would they do? They let you like stay on the clock and everything?
Yeah. And they just be like, I need to go restroom. And I'm like, okay. And then let us go to the corner store.
Did you get snacks?
Yeah, I'll go to McDonald's and shit.
For real?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say.
I only use the restroom once.
And wait, just, what?
Well, I'm not gonna keep leaving.
You and won't?
Then, what's wrong with you? Getting paid to go poop somewhere else, huh?
That sounds like your kind of
thing. That's too much. That's too much even for me. Other than that, there hasn't been a lot of work problems, personally. Because the places I worked at, it's like they just kind of let you.
Do you?
Yeah. I know where you're at right now. Like, that's like towards the end of the product. So they're like, come on, let's get things out. Let's get things out. They're always on their ass. It's always been like that, though.
No, I hate that shit. Like, all right. A lot of people in the place that I work at, 88. No, I was kidding. No, it's like a lot of contradicting ideas and viewpoints and things that are being said that you say one thing, but whenever it comes down to it, it's something else. And a lot of times, like, people are always saying that, like, oh, like, why you do this? It's not even your job. Oh, okay, so I won't do it then. And then they're like, why didn't you do it? I'm like, bitch, you said it wasn't my job to do it. Like, you know, and it's like a lot of, like, back and forths. Me and Luis will argue a lot at work.
Yeah.
It'll get me upset. We would always fight. Not always fight, but, like, we'd always argue. But I didn't like staying quiet. So, like, I don't think that's right. So I'm going to voice my opinion kind of thing. And then I was quiet with our current manager. But now that after we had, like, a talk, like, I've been more vocal about things.
Yeah.
I think it caught him off guard now. They're like, well, you wanted me to speak up? Now I'm going to. I mean, I've always talked to JT, like, my concerns, my problems, and that was always fine.
Yeah.
But never was, like, the main honcho kind of guy. So, like, now I do, and I think it's kind of surprising to him, I guess, because, like, oh, that guy can talk.
Just because JT has that big brother energy.
Yeah, he so does. Like,
well, for you, big brother. For me, dad, because I didn't have one growing up. So,
and then Hero, like.
Grandpappy, yeah.
He's like a mother bear, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, the uppies.
Uppies.
Oh, heck yeah. This is the best uppies, bro.
But I don't know. I think. Oh, my fucking bag. I think over. I mean, yes. Well, before I went to assembly where I'm at now, I feel like when I was doing wings, I was like, yeah, I will get mad sometimes. But, like, overall, like, I was doing my own thing. I was to myself. I didn't have to do anything. Now.
What'd be annoying is that nobody would fucking train you.
Oh, that's the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Pissing me off.
That's what got you mad at work or what?
Yeah.
I was a great trainer, whatever.
It's been like, you just got to do this and this and this. And then you're done. And then just let me know if you need. I'm like, can you show me how? And he's fucking gone. He's already in the bathroom. He's already locking the stall.
I always told Hero that I was the first child. So he took a time with me and taught me everything.
If Oscar wasn't there, I would have been fucking.
And then the second child, you don't really care that much. You're like, oh, whatever. You'd have been the nana.
He was leaning into.
Yeah.
I trained you.
He's like, it turns out how he turned out. That's
it. I didn't say anything bad. It's him.
Nah, you said that he treated me different.
Well, he does.
Oh.
Because you're ugly. Don't. No,
no, you did rush with him a little bit.
Oh, because he was picking it up faster than you were.
Okay, but he still needs that nourishment and that mama love.
I need to know what I'm doing is right.
Yeah.
I was then, telling you you were wrong, though.
Then he was bugging me because you weren't. No.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not my job. I'm not your trainer. But I don't know. I think overall, no matter where you work at, there'll be problems. And you have that one.
Even applying?
That one person that takes a shit all the time. The one person that cleans about training. And then the one person that always puts about assembly. So it works out. I am applying. Plan to dig to your mom. No, I was kidding.
Gosh.
But yeah. No, I'm talking about Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle snap. Experience. Yeah, before we go, let me bring up my horrible Chipotle experience. So. Working at Taco Bell.
For all of us, technically.
Working for Taco Bell, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go home, right? Officially, because I was only in Keysville because of my girlfriend. She was still in school and she graduated, so we went home. And I was like, man, like, I'm done with fast food. Like, I don't give a fuck anymore. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. But then Tweety was like, he was like, we're hiring for managers. If you want to come apply here. And I was like,
shit.
And I was like, well, I don't want to be a manager. And I'm like, I'm tired of that shit. Like, I'm done. Like, I have my fair share of management. Like, I didn't want to do it anymore. Too much stress on my body.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I gained so much weight because of Taco Bell.
The rice fucks you up.
So he was like, yeah, like, you can come apply over here and then we can see what they tell you and all that. So then, before I get there, right, to apply and whatnot, his fucking GM got fired. Right.
Well, no, you met the. First one, right? You met Kelly?
The girl? No, I didn't meet her.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Nope. I didn't meet her. I was going to, but then she left early.
Oh.
Remember, I went, she said that, or she told you that she was going to be there. So I went, and then something came up, so she didn't go. And then I met that one guy that got fired instead. It was mm-hmm. that day. What's his name again? Oh, never mind. I can't say his name. But
you already said Kelly, yeah?
No, that's her name, not his, all right?
Same difference.
Your mama.
No, I think he's saying like he can't pronounce it.
Yeah, like I can't say it.
Oh, okay, my bad.
What's the Elias?
Oh, yeah.
Elliot?
Elias, but
Elias. Yeah. So then I met him Elias. Instead, and then, yeah. So then I go back to school. I was here for the weekend or whatever. So I go back.
It was like Christmas break.
Yeah, and then so I was gonna go back officially, and then he's like,
"Well, oh, the interview went well, and he liked you and all that stuff." And
yeah, like, we were gonna fuck after. That's how good it was.
Damn.
And with then, the guac.
Yeah. and then he tells me like he got fucking fired. And that they were going to hire a new GM, or they had a new GM and a new, or whatever. And he had told him about me, I guess. So then they called me back over there and then talked to him. And then he was like, yeah, like a little, like a second interview, basically, or like a redo interview. And he was telling me like, he liked me and stuff like that. And he was going to offer me a management position. And he was like, how do you feel work about nights when you're like a night manager? And I was like, oh, well, I guess I don't mind doing it. Whatever, it's fine. I work nights. I mean, Taco Bell, I got home at 2 a.m. Yeah. Chipotle closes at 12. I mean, at 10. So, I mean, it's kind of better, jeez. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And what's it called? So then he calls me up again. And then he was like, by the way, you're gonna be manager, right? But the first couple of days or weeks, you're gonna be in training for manager, so you're gonna have like less hours. But when you're here, you're gonna be learning that. And I was like, okay,
less than you would normally have. Cause yeah, you're just doing like computer work and shit, quizzes. Yeah.
And then so that we did all that, we did more paperwork, and then he couldn't figure out something, so like I had to leave and then I come back.
Shit got fucked up with there. Yeah. Application or whatever.
And so it's like, come back and then we'll figure it out.
The system.
So then I come back and I go into the office this time, like in the back. And then he was like, so basically what happened is we can't hire you on as a manager. So we're going to have to hire you on as a regular crew member. But while you're a crew member, you're going to be trained as manager. But you're not going to get paid what I told you. So I was going to get paid $15 an hour, sorry. And then said that I was going to get paid $12 an hour. And then I was confused. I was like, well, if I'm having less hours regardless, if I'm being trained for manager regardless, why am I going to be getting paid $12 an hour? But whatever, that's fine. I don't care.
Because anything was a raise compared to Taco Bell.
Yeah, anything, yeah. Paying $10.50, getting $12, so not that bad, whatever. But then, when I was telling you, I told Hero that he told me that they were hiring at Formers, and then my mom's friend's job was hiring too. And I was like, and then Chipotle was taking forever with my paperwork. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. They're taking a sweet ass time. So I was telling Hero, like, oh, no matter what, like, whoever calls me first, I'm just going to do it. Like, last life, whatever happens. So then finally Ruben called me from Formers, and he's like, hey, like, can you come down on this day and, you know, have a little interview? I'm like, yes, sir, like, whatever. And then Hero told me, like, oh, once you get an interview, like, that means you got it, right? And so I was like, well, with that mindset, I was, like, set to go, like, fuck Chipotle, like, fuck. Well, the other job didn't do me wrong, so I can't say anything bad about that job. They just didn't get to me in time. So literally the next day, I remember we were at Dirt Park for Eric's game, and then fucking, what's his name? The new GM or whatever?
Juan.
Yeah, Juan, he calls me. He's like, we just got the thing fixed, and we hired paperwork if you want to come down. And then I was just like, oh, well, I do apologize, but I did get another offer from a different place. All that heartfelt speech shit. Yeah. And I'm like, thank you for your time, and I wish you luck on your search for your management or whatever. And he's like, okay, thank you. And then, so that was basically at the end of the Chipotle era. I mean, all that, like, all that miscommunication, misinformation. Like
three different managers.
Yeah. And honestly, like, for me, it was just like a sign that I shouldn't have been at Chipotle. Yeah. You know, it was just something that, like, oh, like, I was going to settle for that, and I shouldn't have settled for that. Formers, like, yes, there are problems there. I'm not going to lie. But, I mean, I have learned a lot I've learned something different about myself. I'm like the handyman side, I guess.
Yeah.
I've been able to do more and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. So they're
way hotter.
Yeah. So way hotter than I actually have. Yeah? I have like calluses on my hands now because I'm a man. So, but yeah, And that's Chipotle, like, did me dirty, but whatever. Same with all my exes, but wait, whatever.
Damn.
But oh, except for Tweety. Sorry.
I tried my best, but no, it's just the upper management there. It's like,
Gaga.
Chipotle?
Yeah.
It's Gaga.
The first GM that got fired, she was cool.
I mean,
yeah, she had like her lazy moments or whatever, and like she didn't want to do things, but I was like, well, you're the manager, you have to do it.
Was your girlfriend there too?
So that was I had different locations. So when J Money got there, she got hired. And while I was still job searching and getting rejected and all that, she like talked to her manager, like, hey, like he was doing grill stuff at the Zimbo Creek. So like I had experience, sort of. And so, but she was only looking for a prep cook, and I was just like, I'll just do it, whatever. Worst fucking mistake of my life. No, that was like the worst time, just because I was only working nights, and then I had to like wash dishes. And then I was like washing dishes for like 5 hours every day, and then going home, staying up late, not being able to sleep.
Because you're wet.
And from the dishes too.
Gosh.
But I cannot do that again. I can never work a night shift because it's like your whole sleeping schedule gets fucked up.
Like, yeah, it does.
And it's like all day you don't want to do anything because like I'm just going to fucking work. I'm just going to go to work in a little bit. So like just rot in bed all day. Gosh. It was so bad. I hate it.
Yeah.
I like getting my shit done and then just going home and chilling the rest of the night.
I like here. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I like the schedule too.
We get out at fucking 3:30. Like, that's so nice. I mean, I wish we would. I hate the fact that it's 30. Like, just round up to an hour.
I wish we had
up or down or some shit like that.
At the same time, like, getting out at 4. Like, those 30 minutes matter.
It's because that last time we had an hour lunch and I didn't like it. Yeah, it felt too long.
That was the day that you didn't go, and it was the day that Luis got
sick.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff. We literally had a whole hour, but I guess we got used to 30 minutes, but, like, the extra 30 minutes, it was, like, I don't like it. It dragged.
It felt bad.
Like, we're wasting time.
I felt relaxed. I felt like cooled down too much. And it's like, I don't want to do the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So I think 45 minutes is the perfect amount of time. That we get like 10 matches of 2v2 on Clash Royale. But yeah, so J Money was going to get promoted.
And I can't be fucking whenever someone gets promoted. Yeah. So
You can't be fucking the manager, supposedly.
Damn.
So they're going to move me. Oh, and J Money.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Oh, my God. Wow.
John's fired.
But, and then some shit happened with that manager that hired us, because the other managers. Mm-hmm. So there's like three levels of managers there. There's a GM, there's a KM, which is the kitchen manager, and a service manager.
So
the service managers.
They're bitches.
Yeah. slacking way too much.
I would have been a service manager if they hired me correctly, but whatever.
And I get it, like. You have to deal with customers all day, but oh yeah, Oscar would have been a service manager.
Mm.
But what was I saying? Oh yeah, so one of the service managers called in, and then she told another manager that she wasn't sick or anything, and she was like just faking it so she could get the day off.
Mm-hmm.
And so the GM got fucking pissed because. There was nobody to cover.
Elias?
So, no. Oh. This was... You don't know her at all.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just gonna go back in time. But... And so she got fucking pissed because she's having a bunch of problems with them not basically pulling their weight.
Mm.
She's, like, having to do their job just to keep the store running. And then, like... So the field leader is above the GMs, and they're running like multiple stores, making sure their multiple stores are good. And that guy was new. So he fucking sucked at his job, and he was never trained. He was just like, it's kind of nepotism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's friends with the manager above that.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
He was like a professional chef at some restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew food stuff, but he didn't know anything about
food stuff.
He didn't know anything about Chipotle.
Oscar's losing it over there.
Oh my god. So the RGM was doing his part of his job too. Like scamming her into doing it.
Mm.
And so she had like a shit ton of stress. I understand why she quit. And then we got...
What? I was fixing my nose.
Like, part of the problem with them is that they throw people up into the manager position. And hope that they stick.
People.
What the fuck is that?
They throw up people.
And then...
They hope that they stick. Even if they suck at their job, they like just work with it. Even... Yeah, like even though they're not properly trained or anything like that.
Mm.
And so that guy was kind of just thrown into the mess. And shit was getting worse.
Like, why are you laughing?
Because it was like, oh my God. Yeah, like more fighting with the managers because they didn't like how he was. Because basically they lost the cushy job of the GM that was doing things for them. So they're getting pissed that they were actually having to do their shit. And like more drama with the new hires. There were, some of them were like young kids. So I was going to say like little ones.
The old guy.
The little ones. I was like the old guy. I was the old grumpy guy.
You know how I felt now.
Yeah. But yeah, so Jamin got promoted and I had to move stores. So I went to the Fairmont one. And... It was chill there, but they put me on grill, and I didn't want to at first. I was like, because I was having a bad allergic reaction to the fucking soap.
Oh, I think
like my hands are all fucked up, like really bad, and I didn't know why.
Because you're a pussy,
something like that. My skin.
Mm.
And so, I didn't want to have to like do dishes, so I was like trying to be on the line or. Like cashier or something like that, something else, something in the front.
Mm.
But it's like, no, we need a grill. And like that's all I have open, so I kind of forced into it. But and I got some home remedies from the old lady, so I didn't have my ration away.
Uh-huh.
On my hands do.
All right.
Well, that was a good story. Yeah, I'm really proud of you.
Okay.
For sharing your allergic reaction story.
That's all you got from me. Yeah, yeah, you're allergic to work. Yeah, whatever. Got
But I'm glad you had fun with that.
It was fun.
Dying.
I almost died, bro. I almost lost my arm.
No, but I mean, I'm surprised that you even like experienced. They never talk about that stuff, like in general, like being abused physically and emotionally.
Being abused.
Yeah, being abused by your employers, employees.
Having to wash dishes.
But overall, how would you rate your work experience throughout your whole life out of 10?
In what way? Like, how bad it's been?
And how, yeah.
It.
Like, 10 being the worst.
10 being the worst. I'd probably like a 4.
You?
Say the same thing, like.
Most of them been good.
I must like 4.1, you know, just to be better than y'all both.
Okay.
So. All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoy this episode of Needs Garlic and our work trauma. You are depressed, stressed, and fat. So, hope. Sorry, I saw your lip quiver. Stop. Don't do that.
Sonic.
Oh, gosh. The glizzy, the schlonga. Well, if everyone wants some Sonic, just get with Hero and he'll share some recipes. Same with Tweety with Chipotle and same with me at Former's.
Actually got leaked already.
Oh.
Somebody was posting like the recipe book on Twitter.
Well, there you
that
go.
Happened to Starbucks too.
Damn.
You didn't see it?
Fuck Starbucks. Mm. Nah, they're pretty good actually. But anyways,
all right.
Hope you enjoyed the episode. But before we go, we're going to go with Hero with the big jiggly titties. Pick song of the week.
Not really.
It's okay. But before we get to that, I have an announcement to make. Tweety is... No, I'm just kidding.
We didn't talk about Hero's new tablet.
Oh, yeah. His G Flip
his old man phone.
Yeah, he has a old, he has like the one that flips sideways.
It's what's called it called? The
Z Fold.
Z Fold.
The Z Fold 3000. Can you believe that? And he bought a case with it. That's really cool. Usually he has a phone with no case and then he fucking breaks it. Whether he's throwing it on the floor, hitting with the mallet, he's gonna break it somehow.
Or using his mallet.
Or using his schlong to masturbate on the phone. It's okay, Hero. Take your time.
I'm gonna go with Soy Más by Joan Sebastian.
Wow, actually I heard that song, right?
Yeah, I think you have.
It's really good. In your car, right?
It's very romantic.
Oh, never, I haven't heard it then. No, I'm just kidding. All right, well. It's
like, oh, that's why I was aroused.
See ya, Formers. Bye.
Bye.